mistakes of the losses we must pay for. From the cities to the farmlands and trenches full of mud. Cause war has always been the boss's way, sir. Come on!
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So lots going on in North Carolina, South Carolina, in the aftermath of Florence. Last reports I saw in the aftermath, 32 people have lost their lives. And, you know, while that's bad, I feared it was going to be much worse. And yet, we're not out of the woods yet. The hard work is yet to come, cleaning up the mess and getting restoring people's lives. And, you know, when these things happen, I reach out to my good friend Roy Gillespie, a fellow Teamster, the master of disaster. Wherever there's disaster, the Teamsters send him to coordinate their assistance and their help for folks. He is right now in Durham, North Carolina. Roy, thanks for taking time for us.
Great, Rick, man. I appreciate you and I appreciate the show, and I really appreciate all the unionized people in this country.
And because it's times of tragedy where you really see them step forward, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was tasked to go work with the Red Cross and all the unions. I'm the National Labor Liaison for all unions to the American Red Cross, FEMA, and other volunteer agencies like Catholic Charities and some of the others. I arrived here in yesterday in Durham, but I had been actually working on the job here since last Thursday, having the unions work with the different entities and helping out the American Red Cross, which in turn helps out our members and especially the American people.
Yeah, making sure that, you know, the supplies are stocked, you know, shelters are there, food banks, all of that stuff, you know, all of the things people are going to need to weather the storm, I guess, right?
Yeah, we had just a point. Thursday, I got Saturday, I got a call from the American Red Cross. It was raining hard. The FEMA food and cots were at Camp Lejeune. Two of the trucks coming out of Camp Lejeune in a convoy turned over because the roads gave away. So they called me that morning, and I called the president of Joint Council here in Carolinas and also the principal officer of Local 71. I said, I need some help. He said, okay, what kind of help do you need? I said, I need a couple of drivers. Well, he called the USF Holland, got two drivers to volunteer. They took tractors. They went up and they picked up at another location further north in North Carolina, picked up trailers of food and cots and got them back because the shelters had 13,000 people in it and they had run out of food. And the feelings here is the worst is yet to come. The rivers haven't crested yet. They're still rising. And once the water goes down and some of these houses are completely covered in water, there's going to be more deaths coming up. I heard today 33, but I heard that it's possibly 40-something. They just haven't gotten it together. And people that sheltered in their homes when the water came up and flooded, there could be some that are in there dead. We found that out with Katrina and Matthews.
It's just horrible. And that's the thing. I mean, you look at the aftermath and all of the cleanup and all of the work that comes after these storms. That's when the real hard work begins. I mean, making it through is one thing, but then going back and restoring people's lives and cleaning up the mess afterwards, that's the part that I think a lot of us forget about.
Yeah, and our members are hurting here just like everybody else. Members at Teamsters can go to, if they want to donate money, go to teamsters.org and donate to the disaster fund. You know, 100% of your money is going to go to your brothers and sisters that are hurting here in the Carolinas. General President Hoffa is pulling out all the stops and bringing in, I can't say manpower, is it politically incorrect, people power, the heavy lifting and the heavy movement of the Teamsters. I've also been working with General Russell Honore, who was the rock star down in Katrina, and he's been providing me with high-profile vehicles, and I even have a helicopter, which is actually, it's a Sikorsky, it's a Teamster-made helicopter that I'm going to take a ride on this afternoon to survey the damage with the head of the American Red Cross here in North Carolina. So the unions are working, plumbers and pipefitters have brought in a couple of shower trailers and restrooms for people down here. But our union people down here, even though the density is not as big in the mid that we have in the Midwest and in California, but the union members here are stepping up left and right, and because they're helping neighbor, or union member helping neighbor.
And you know, it's a story you're not going to hear very many places of the Teamsters and other unions stepping forward and helping out in communities, you know, and especially as you pointed out, in communities where there isn't a high density like you see in North Carolina and in South Carolina and some of these states. But it's the right thing to do. As everyone has always told me, when crisis hits, it's the union members that go rushing in.
Well, they're professionals. Everybody's a professional in their craft. Be it the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, the Teamsters, the truck drivers, the nurses, they're all professionals. And I want to give a shout-out to Liz Schuler from AFL-CIO. She's a rock star. I've been working with her for about a week now, and it's been great. Anything I've asked, she's done. The resources, the people, it's just been absolutely great.
And it's something that people need to be recognized for. You know, not congratulated, but recognized for their effort. Because look, you know, they could not. And this is where I've always said the unions have always been part of the community and a strong thing that binds people together. And I wish they got more credit for it. But let me ask you this: you know, while you're on the ground, what are you seeing? How I know you were in Puerto Rico after Maria. I know you've been tons of these things. Your initial assessment, what are you looking at right now?
There's a lot of problems here. There's water still rising. There's roads that are washed out. Even the drivers that are working for the union companies, well, non-union companies, have to be very careful on where they're driving their vehicles due to the fact that they might go down a road one time and then come back and the road is washed away, or because of the weight of the vehicle, it could turn over. There seems to be a lot of copperhead snakes out here running loose, we were told today. I haven't seen one, so you haven't heard me yelling and screaming and running the opposite direction. But there is environmental problems. There's a bunch of Superfund sites here that got inundated with water, so there could be another problem just like they had in Texas. I don't know if you know it or not, but there are still people dying from Harvey from last year that got bugs or some type of virus from the Superfund sites, and they have died because of that. And if you remember the big picture of the four firemen putting up the American flag during 9/11, well, that famous picture, all of those firemen are dead now of cancer.
No, and you know, these are horrible tragedies. I mean, Katrina was the same thing. You know, I had met a number of people there when we had gone down to, you know, to tour the sites and to try and help out. And, you know, some of those folks are gone because, you know, that was just a giant soup bowl of toxic who knows what.
Yeah. And that's something that's not reported by the news, that these toxic sites are here, just like in Texas and Katrina and actually in Puerto Rico. These toxic sites are still out here, and once that groundwater gets into it and it gets out in the system, it's all over the place. And the Teamsters, we just took a course, it was 14 of us, an OSHA course on how to handle disasters before, during, and after. And that's out to the public, and our brother Teamsters and stuff are doing training on that, teaching people some of the pitfalls, some of the things that you would never think about doing. We've got a list and stuff out of things you do before, during, and after a hurricane and or a disaster, and things that a lot of people never thought of.
Right.
You know, before, make sure that you have your insurance policy. Make sure that if you're out of work, send a letter to your creditors and let them know, hey, I'm out of work. I'm not trying to stiff you, that I'm in a financial bind. A lot of them will waive fees or say, okay, look, you got 3 months. You can go start your cycle of paying your bills again. You know, do you know where safe places are? Do you know that if something major happens and knocks out the power and you lose all your cell phone power and stuff, where do you meet people? Where's a gathering place that the family can come together and let it know that everybody is safe? And it's very, very important that you learn some of these things in the tinctures. And we did a pamphlet, and I'll send it to you, about what to do during disasters and how to handle disasters, things that you would never think about doing or having. You know, I mean, if your house is flooded, immediately call your cable company, your electric company, and gas company, and have it turned off.
Right.
Like, that way you're not being billed, because sometimes a meter is damaged, and you could end up with a $30,000 bill for electricity, and you've been out of the house for 3 or 4 weeks. And then insurance companies. And Sandy, I got insurance companies mad at me because in Sandy they had people that were destroyed, and people insurance companies came out and says, oh, you look like you got $15,000 damage. You know, I tell you what, because of the stress you're going through, we're going to give you $20,000. And people took it and says, oh, gosh, such and such insurance company was so great to me and stuff. And then they find out that after everything is over with, they're not grandfathered into that house that's 50 or 60 years old. You have to tear everything out. You have to do different wiring, different codes. So you'll turn around and that bill to bring your house back to just the standard it was before the disaster is $100,000. And then you go to your insurance company and say, hey, it's $100,000. Sorry, you signed off on this $20,000. Have a good day.
Yeah, I've heard those horror stories.
So we're working with a collaboration of Teamsters, AFL-CIO, and all unions here. We don't have to be affiliated, but we're working with all unions here, and we're getting the word out that we're working. It was kind of funny. I showed up at Red Cross headquarters today, and I was pulled in so many different directions of, we're glad you're here, labor's here, glad what you've been doing. The mission is intense here. We need your help. We want you here. We, you know, and years ago, or not too long ago, they didn't welcome us. Well, they welcomed us when a disaster.
Right.
But when we tried to organize different parts of them, they didn't want to have any parts of you. But it's just like this. You don't love me until you need me.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, in the run up to this, because you've seen, you know, far too many of these disasters, would you gauge the preparedness? Where would you put the preparedness of the region that you're in now? You know, there, going forward, because my fear is that there was very little, you know, preparedness, and the aftermath is going to be horrible. Because look, I have very little faith in this administration to do anything proactively. So I'm curious what you've seen and what you experienced. Because look, I look at what happened in Puerto Rico, and I'll be honest, I'm a little leery.
Well, I think the administration got their butt kicked in this, and two, you've got career people in FEMA and in Homeland Security that will come out and help even more, because they don't want the stain on them of Puerto Rico.
Right.
Puerto Rico was a different animal altogether. It was a very hard one for me to work, but the Teamsters at Local 901 in Puerto Rico were excellent in working and helping their members in the community. When a disaster like this happens, our general president, the Teamsters, puts available all the big Teamster trucks, which you're familiar, to move stuff into the area. You can't do that in Puerto Rico. We had to fly stuff in, which is very expensive, even though some of the airlines that are under contract through George Miranda move stuff by air into Puerto Rico and water and stuff. So that was a challenge itself. Two, it's very hard to get into Puerto Rico in and out with all the red tape and everything else. But the people there are resilient. and we worked real well with the Puerto Rican people to help. You know, I don't get happy with a lot of administration. That's because I know that it's all basically a photo op.
Right.
And they have no clue of what really goes on the ground. In Joplin, I complained about President Obama coming down there because, just like Trump, President Trump, I don't want to see him down here for the simple reason it's a photo op. And they take away resources. When a president comes into an area, you got all the news media, you have to protect him with all the medical, first responders, police, National Guard, state police. That pulls away from resources that could actually help people. So no matter what party affiliation or left wing, right wing, center, I don't want to see politicians. I'd rather see you on TV talking about getting help and people helping each other, because it becomes a sideshow and people are standing up there smiling where the same people could be out there helping save a life.
No, I'm with you on that. You know, but my concern is that, you know, we find out that there's no number two person at FEMA. We find out that the number one person's in trouble. We find out that there's all this chaos and leadership. And my concern was, because of that, maybe it doesn't filter down to helping folks on the ground. And I hope I'm wrong.
There is turmoil, but there are a lot of people like us. They're the little people. They're the working people that are under them that make decisions. Most people of the heads of these different government agencies are just heads, and they're given talking points and telling you what you're supposed to talk about and what you know. But it's the real people that have been there for a while, the staffers, that make things work. And I'm sure in North Carolina and South Carolina, this area here, being Republican stronghold, I'm sure that not only the president, but Lindsey Graham will make sure that it's done, because he wants to get reelected. And
good
if
point.
This turns out to be a disaster, could not get reelected.
Well, let's hope that everything moves smoothly forward. We don't lose any more lives, and that, you know, the water recedes and we get somewhere back to normal before the next horrible tragedy comes, that I'm sure you'll maybe come back and tell us what's going on as things progress. Roy, I give you nothing but the utmost credit. You're one of the heroes in my view. I appreciate you taking a little time for us.
Thanks, Rick, and I'll talk to you later.
Good stuff. Our good friend Roy Gillespie, the master of disaster for the Teamsters. And again, if you want to donate some money to help out with our Teamster brothers and sisters and folks in North Carolina and affected by this, teamsters.org is a good place to start. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky.